I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
You are not missing out because you have different priorities than everyone else. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to remind you that you are not missing out, okay? You are on a different path. And I'm sure you've heard of this quote. It's by a famous philosopher. He said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." And it is true. It is a fact. Whenever we compare our path with the path of other people, we become sad. We waste our time and energy looking through what we have and then looking through what they have and what they have that we don't have. You know, and we feel like we're in this place of lack. We are lacking things. We're missing out. Maybe we're not going to these parties or these events or doing these things that other people are doing. Good for them, right? But come on, we all have our own struggles. We all have different things that we're dealing with, and other people have problems that we don't know of, and we have problems that we don't showcase on our social media, that we don't talk about, that people don't know of. Right? You are not missing out. Okay. And if you are on your self-improvement journey, you really need to understand this. Because, my friend, when I started my self-improvement journey years ago, I sacrificed certain things that I knew were not going to be good for my journey in terms of my self-improvement journey, in terms of living a healthier and happier life. I knew that I had to give up certain things, or maybe not necessarily give them up, but limit these things or not go to these things because I had different priorities. Instead of going to the club or going to the bar or going on a night out, I would go to the gym. Sometimes I still went on a night out when I was still in college. However, I would really prioritize going to the gym first because I knew that I needed that for my mental health, because I was deeply struggling with mental health when I first started my self-improvement journey. And, you know, sometimes now I have work, I have commitments, and I can't hang out with my friends. I can't go to the spinning class. For example, I think tomorrow some of my friends are going spinning and we're going to make it a weekly thing again. But I have an event tomorrow and I have to prepare as a host for this really big event, which I'm very thankful to be a part of. But I know for a fact that I need to give myself the time to be mentally prepared, to be physically prepared, you know, hair and makeup and all, and to just be there on time. So I can't go to this other event. I have other priorities. Now, hanging out with my friends and doing spinning, that can always happen many more times. But big events like this, of course, are very special and I must prioritize them. I think in life, we just need to know where our priorities lie, you know? And of course, we need to have clarity of mind to do so, to organize our thoughts and to decide what things are important to us. Of course, our family, our friends, our mental health, our faith in God, all of these things are important, our physical health, our work, our jobs, but we have to have them in order, okay, and do things properly. Prioritize things properly so we can make the most out of our lives. So are you super focused on your career right now? What are the things that you can do to have a better career path or be more efficient in terms of your work? Or are you wanting to lose weight so that you can be a healthier, happier, more fit version of yourself? Not just be happy with yourself aesthetically, with how you look like outside, but also inside, feeling healthy and energetic. What should you be eating? What time should you be sleeping? What time should you be waking up? What should you be doing? Should you enroll in a class? And so I believe that when our priorities are set straight, when we are organized with our thoughts and we know what we have to do, and if we are willing to do that, life will become better for us. And then we will be aware that we are not missing out. Success demands sacrifice, whatever it might be, whether it's for you or for your family or for a friend or for a relationship that you have with someone or your faith in God. Success demands sacrifice. There are certain things that we must give up or limit our intake of in order to get to where we want to be. And I want to remind you of that. And the fact that you are not missing out, you are just on your own path. You just have different priorities than everyone else. With all of that said, I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here. You are exactly where you are supposed to be, and you have time to change, grow, and be the person you believe you are meant to be. Most importantly, remember that the Lord God is always with us. Please do tag me on Instagram stories, share this podcast episode with family, friends, and people who you think need to hear this, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.